This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. 3 years ago today, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated the Caribbean nation of Haiti. Among those who died, 19-year-old Brittany Gengel of Holden, Massachusetts. The sophomore at Florida's Lynn University had just arrived in Haiti on a humanitarian mission. Her family was first notified she was found alive, only to find out, once they arrived in Florida to reunite with her, that she was still missing. Her body was found in the rubble of her hotel in Port-au-Prince more than a month later. Now, Brittany Gengel's parents have dedicated an orphanage in Haiti that they built in their daughter's memory. I'm joined now by Lynn and Cheryl Ann Gengel. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Sharon.
Now, more than 100 people, including dozens of family members and friends from the U.S., joined you in Haiti for that dedication ceremony at the orphanage last weekend. Can you bring us there for a moment in terms of your emotions?
Well, bittersweet would be the word that I would think of. It was a beautiful day and a beautiful occasion with people we love and care about, and that loved Brit and cared about her, and it was the day that we honored her last wish, you know, which was the text message that she shared with Cheryl Ann. And so it was the day that everything came together for us.
Cheryl Ann, can you tell us a little bit about that text?
That text really summed up her 2 days in Haiti. She had fallen in love with the children there, and she texted me that she really wanted to move there and start an orphanage herself. And we feel really blessed that we have that message, and that's what we've tried to honor these last 3 years, is to make that last wish come true.
Can you tell us more about the facility, how many children it will serve,
sure,
how those children will come to the orphanage?
The building was designed by Paul Fallon of Cambridge, Mass. It's shaped in the letter B. It's 19,000 square feet. There's a lot of symbolism in it. There are 6 missionary rooms that we call missionary rooms that are, you know, for the 6 that perished that fateful day from Lynn University. It's designed for 33 boys and 33 girls, symbolic of the 33 days that Britt was missing in the rubble at the Hotel Montana. It has 2 open courtyards so the children can play inside. It has an outdoor chapel. It has a 1,150-square-foot medical clinic, which will be staffed by the majority of Boston doctors and nurses. So we've been very blessed with people who have stepped up and want to help the children of Haiti.
Now, I know that you've said that this facility is for genuinely orphaned children. You
Right.
don't want to break up families, take children whose parents might simply be hoping for a better life for them. Can you speak to that a bit?
Well, we're going to really try. I mean, that was our main goal when we started. But once the facility, now that it's up and running, it's very difficult when you look at these children and you look in their eyes. And a couple of the little boys that we've known that have been there for the last couple of years on site, I mean, they have their mom, but she's a deaf mute and cannot work, cannot provide for the boys. And so we're really struggling on how we're going to decide on the children, because at least they'd get some food and education with us. But next week we'll be heading down to Haiti, and we'll be having these conversations trying to decide how we're going to bring the children and who is going to come, what is the greatest need.
Now, with the orphanage now established, I imagine you've been reflecting a lot on what your daughter would think of all this.
She better love it.
her, in a joking way, would say fabulous about things, you know. And I couldn't help but think about her smiling down and just saying, fabulous, Mom and Dad, fabulous.
It does seem that you have an impressive ability to turn tragedy into hope in action in really a relatively short time. How do you think you've managed to do that?
Well, we've been blessed. We have incredible people around us, and we have tens of thousands of people, Sharon, that have been helping us. And my husband is a force to be reckoned with. I guarantee you that, but there's no way that we could have ever done this by ourselves. It's from the little girl having the bake sale and giving us money to businesses coming and having fundraisers or golf tournaments. It's people donating product. It's amazing how everyone has really come together.
Sharon, the real work's going to begin now when we bring those 66 children into the orphanage. So that's when the real work will begin.
Well, Lynn and Cheryl Ann Gangel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day.
The Gangels have just published a book, Heartache and Hope in Haiti, the Brittany Gangel story. They'll hold a book signing today from noon to 2 o'clock at Barnes & Noble on Lincoln Street in Worcester. They say sales of the book will help fund an endowment to support the Be Like Brit orphanage. This is 90.9 WBUR.